We've been hearing about more and more states that want to move their primaries earlier next year to get in on the presidential action. The primary season is getting so front-loaded that by next February 5th, 29 states may have already voted. Everyone, it seems, wants to be at the front of the pack. But not South Dakota. The Mount Rushmore state is bringing up the rear with the last scheduled primary of 2008 on June 3rd. Chris Nelson is South Dakota's Secretary of State. And Mr. Nelson, it sounds like South Dakota is quite happy to be last.
Well, we're not happy to be last, but we understand reality also. Our legislature looked at moving our primary up to early February. But we saw what other states were doing and realized that most of the rest of the pack was going to end up there, and we were simply going to end up being another small state having a primary on the same date as a lot of larger states, and understood that we probably would not get the attention and the traffic that would be needed to warrant separating the presidential primary from our state primary and moving it up and having to deal with all the associated costs involved with that.
So it sounds like you're saying if you were to try to leapfrog up a bit, you might just be ignored as much as you are now.
Absolutely. We're pretty convinced of that. Back in 1988, we did have a separate early presidential primary. It was our attempt to get some national attention. But as more and more states moved up, we eventually, in 1997, chose to move ours back to June for the reasons I've mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Now, your neighbor to the north, North Dakota, I believe is going to be moving its caucuses up to February. They're going to be part of that front group now.
That's my understanding, and you know, we certainly hope that that it works for them and they get some of that traffic. But when we see, as you've mentioned, perhaps 29 states on one particular day and a few primaries and caucuses prior to that, I'm fairly convinced that the American public is going to realize that this process is broken.
That you think so?
Not the most healthy way to nominate presidential candidates.
Well, if you think it is broken, how would you think it should be fixed?
I think there's a number of proposals out there. The one that is probably most appealing is what's called the rotating regional primary process, where we break the country into four or five different geographic regions, and every 16 to 20 years, your region ends up with that first primary, and that allows the candidates to get to a whole lot more states than they're going to be able to get to under this front-loaded type process, and allows us as the American people to see the people that we're nominating and I think make wiser choices.
You know what New Hampshire and Iowa would have to say about that.
I do, and in visiting with my colleagues in those states, I understand that very, very well. But I still think some process where it's spread out and staggered would be beneficial for the country.
You know, I was looking at the primary schedule from 2004, and you weren't quite last then. There was still Hawaii, Virginia, Montana, and New Jersey who came after you. But now you're the very last one.
That is correct. And, of course, we sometimes joke here that if this primary process ends up as fractured as it appears at this particular point, there's the one in a million shot that perhaps things won't be sewed up by the 3rd of June and South Dakota may get some attention. But that's literally a one in a million chance of that happening. And as opposed to that, I rather think it'll be pretty much wrapped up in February.
Well, hope springs eternal, Mr. Nelson.
Yes.
Chris Nelson is Secretary of State of South Dakota, speaking with us from the Capitol Pier. Mr. Nelson, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.